Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is your host, Cedric Shabazz from God of Radio, live from Sin City, Las Vegas. And this is Sunday morning, November 22nd, and it's 11 a.m. Pacific time and 2 p.m. Eastern time. And the title of our show for today is actually called France World Media Coverage and Nigeria None. Actually, I'm changing that title to France World Media Coverage and Africa None, with a question mark at the end. You know, at first I was just telling myself that a tragedy is a tragedy, and I'm right, but the way some lives are portrayed more valuable or important in the media bothers me. I mean, I feel for all humanity equally, but a lot of people, I'm not so sure. Now, I know France is a bigger story for ratings and politics reign, but to be so obvious in their biased media coverage is pretty shameful. Now, I know some people say, hey, I'm only talking about this topic because I'm African-American, but I've been paying attention to social media posts about the bias, and that is a story in itself. I wish someone would explain to me from the media why coverage on one tragedy is more newsworthy or important than another. And, you know, it bothers me because the media is, I know the media is business. I'm not going to sit here and rant and rave to the point of saying, I understand the real reasons why the media is paying more attention to 24 hours in France than let's say the 32 people who got blasted, over 100 people injured in Nigeria last weekend, and also the deadly attack that just happened in a West African country, a thing called Mali, which took I'm not sure, maybe a dozen people's lives or 19 people's lives, but. You know, in the France, they said in France that 150 people so far has been killed on a particular terrorist attack, and that is terrible. But is 150 people's lives more important than, let's say, the 32 lives in Nigeria or the 19 lives in Mali? I'm not saying that we should, as a country of the United States of America, should be rallying in the streets or whatever. But, you know, it just seems like the obvious media coverage is slanted. And like to say, well, you know what, I always hear people talk about problems but never about solutions. And I can say right now I don't have a solution to any kind of media coverage, but I would like to say that it's pretty obvious that a lot of other countries' interests are more important to us U.S. Americans' interests than it is for third world countries or so called third world countries. And you know, I mean this show is not just going to be about the bias of terror of media coverage from terrorist attacks, because every day I think there is some kind of a terrorist attack happening in all over the world. So it kind of, you know, we can't say, okay, well, you know what, I'm gonna focus on the 40 people who got blasted in Iraq or something, and spend a whole week talking about that. But you know, it was pretty much just bring things to the forefront with the terrorism going around the world. And you know, the situation is dire straits, but it has been dire straits. And the very fact is that I think me personally, I think the media needs to be a little more careful on how they're just focusing about 90% on France and really not giving the other incidences some shine, some light. Now, you know, I'm in the media business as far as owning this particular radio show, God Brothers Entertainment Radio. But at the same time is that I have the power to talk about certain issues and to also be a little biased sometimes in my opinion. So I guess it just makes us all human beings. Now, getting back to the to the title of the story, I'm really going to talk about the media too at this point, because, you know, I was thinking about how powerful the media is, how influential the media is, and how since the advent or the invention of social media, how everybody has the power to feel like they're their own little media company, that they could basically write any kind of post or put up any kind of thing about how they're feeling or how their business is or their politics, and they could put it out to the world for people to like, to share, to discuss, which I think is a honorable and great thing. But at the same time, you know, I'm thinking like it's also could be very, very disturbing, because I see a lot of people's, we all have some kind of agenda sometimes. Now, sometimes when I look at the social media posts and I see that people are just, you know, portraying one side of an issue to another side of the issue, then it's, you know, it gets to be political. And politics is something that's just kind of rules the reign of all kind of ratings right now. Now, my heart goes out to all the people who are affected by terrorism. It doesn't matter to me if they're from Europe or from Africa, from Asia, from the Middle East. We're all human beings. And so to me, one life is no better than the other. All our lives matter. And, you know, and I'm not just saying that for the fact that some people say, oh, yeah, you know, all of a sudden you want to talk about this issue of terrorism in Africa, and but you never talked about it before, which is true. I've never talked about it before, but that doesn't mean it's not a good issue to talk about. And, you know, and sometimes I hear people, they say, well, you know, a lot of reasons why Africa doesn't get a whole lot of media coverage is because they don't care about themselves, so why should we? And I hear that sometimes, and I think about, wow, I mean, can people really be that callous to say that if a group or ethnic people who have a stereotype or portrayed as people who do not care for themselves or that they kill each other, that that gives a person of any humanity any kind of justifiable reasons for saying their lives are less valuable than anybody else's is remarkable to me. But it's pretty obvious, though. It's pretty obvious that the media is, you know, and I'm not ranting and raving like I'm some kind of Republican, because, you know, they got this thing about talking about the left-wing media all the time, but I'm just saying, in general, the media picks and chooses its winners. And, you know, that's his business. So I don't take it personally. But since we're talking about this topic, you know, it's kind of like you think about the celebrities and media, you know, and there's people who are celebrities and so-called superstars and athletes and entertainers and singers or whatnot. And, you know, they got worldwide fame. There's people who recognize their face. There's people who recognize their name. And, you know, and there's people who recognize their achievements just by having a conversation or when their name is brought up in a conversation or through a media outlet. But, you know, one thing I learned about celebrity to the fact is that somehow people believe certain celebrities believe, maybe the majority of the celebrities believe that they'll never have enough press. They'll never have enough attention. They'll never have enough media. Now, my point is taken is that think about the social media and think about how the superstars who are celebrities, you know, whatever, have their, they're already a household name, but they still have their social media accounts like everybody else. They still post their postings and they might get like 300, 400, 500 likes or 1,000 likes because they are, you know, a household name or whatever. But at the same time, it's never going to be enough, you know. And the reason I say that is because the other day I read a post, and it was from Harrison Ford, and the actor Harrison Ford from Star Wars and Raiders of the Lost Ark and all that fame, and you know, he posted something that said that, you know, to the fact that, yeah, I know that I'm a you know, I know that I'm a known person as far as a celebrity status, and who, and people know who he is. But you know, he took a picture, a selfie of himself, and then he said something to the fact that if I, you know, a hit like, if you remember who I am. And you know, and I think, and it was like 58 likes up there right away. But at the same time, it was like, you know, I was thinking, what is he thinking? You know, this man's been a household name for since probably the 70s, mid 70s, since Star Wars, and he's still concerned about people forgotten who he was. So, you know, I only come to the conclusion that. Even if you're a celebrity or a superstar or whatever, and you have a household name, that for some reason that people is you can, I guess they feel they can be forgotten, or that people forget about them. But it really just makes them human beings like anybody else. But at the same time, I was pretty astonished that you know, they have a publicist, you know, and they have the power to go on mainstream radio, mainstream cable, mainstream national networks. They have the power to go on, you know, like, you know, Ellen DeGeneres or Jimmy Kimmel or Jerry Fallon or any talk show, you know, and pretty much, I don't say anytime they want, but they have that access to you know, 30, 35 million people watching them on TV any given moment. But it's still not enough attention, you know, and it's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting because, you know, me myself, I you know, I think if somebody heard my name, Cedric Chabaz, they'll probably say, well, you know, that name rings familiar to me. They may not put a face to me, and they may not put a face, you know, my achievements might not come up right away. But, you know, my name is a little ring to on a large level. And, you know, and I'm pretty comfortable with the fact that I'm good with that, that I'd rather have a so-called famous name or a familiar name on a household level than people who actually recognize my face. And but, you know, of course, I would love for people to recognize my achievements beyond more anything. And I'm just giving an example of me, so, because this show is not about me. But it's about the power of media. And I was thinking about if a person really wants to be a household name, they would have to put some people say, well, you're going to have to get a publicity agent. You're going to have to get, you know, somebody to book your shows with the newspapers and the journalists and whatnot, the bloggers and so on. So, but at the same time, you know, it's kind of like if you want to be a household name and you want to get the benefits of the media, it's basically manual labor every day. It's getting your name out there, constantly sending, utilizing these things called free press, like freepress.com, you know, sending out press releases about your product, about who you are, about what your mission is about. And you constantly have to do that over and over to as many media outlets as it take over and over again. You know, it should be part of your business, day-to-day business. It's just the way that you're able to brand yourself. So, you know, but the media coverage, like I said, I watched CNN pretty much all week, and it was just like 24/7 on this France. And I understand the lives are lost in France. I understand the fear that they're going through. I understand that you know, it's a very frightening thing to you know, wake up in the morning and think about, if you go to the supermarket, somebody's gonna bust in and start shooting up the place, or you know, or detonate a suicide bomb or something to that nature. But you know, at the same time, people, we got to really realize that the media is sometimes it's a business, but sometimes it does blow things. I'm not going to say totally out of proportion, but it can be very biased. And so I just want us to keep open-minded up and think about, the poor brothers and sisters that are in Nigeria, that are in Africa, that are people who are in third world countries that are getting, the terrorists are killing them daily and blowing up, things that, there's a lot of things we don't hear. And to be fair, we can't hear about all the tragedies in the world. It's just not possible, I dedicate this show to France and to Nigeria and to Mali and to people, and terrorism in general. But at the same time, people, come on, all lives matter. And I know that people get on this stipulation of Black Lives Matter. And, what I think about that particular group and this direction that it's going, I think I'm very proud that there is a group of people of African-American descent like myself who have an interest and who have a movement for themselves to push their agenda to come together in numbers and to express their opinion and use their strength in numbers to change legislation or get things passed for very important issues. And so I support Black Lives Matter 100%. Do I support everything that they say out of their that comes out of their mouth? Of course not. But at the same time, is that it's very I think it's very positive on the level that you do have a political minded young people who actually are sharing the discourse of what they're going through in their generation as far as opportunity. Now I'm just saying jobs, but the fact that they're having their sociable dialogue with the police department and law enforcement throughout this country. So, it's a good thing that we having all this stuff like that. But and getting back to the media topic, but then I do see like people on CNN, Fox, and MSNBC, and certain when they talk about Black Lives Matter, and they use the media to pretty much say that. I mean, they have the right to express their opinion. This is their First Amendment. But at the same time, they're sitting there saying, oh, Black Lives Matter is starting up riots and are doing things like that, which is ridiculous. I mean, yes, you have a percentage of knuckleheads in any organization that are going to do things on things that are against the law or things that are considered violent or are violent, and they should be prosecuted to the fullest. But those bad apples should not be defining a movement of change. So I have a correct way of looking at the media for what it is. It's a business. They're in it for the ratings. Am I saying that they're, sincere or not sincere in what they're reporting? Of course not. We must be kept informed. So, it's a good thing about the news. But at the same time, I'm not like everybody else who's going to sit around and hear and just be a news junkie and be consumed about news, because you think about news, 90% of news is negative anyways. So it's not really a good thing to just sit around and just say, oh, yeah, I'm watch news all day and then get 90% of negativity of information go your way. That's just not healthy for anybody's brain or their spirit or whatnot. And, once again, this is Cedric Shabazz from God Brother Radio, from Sin City, Las Vegas. I got 11 minutes left in this show, and feel free to call in if you have any opinion about this topic about the media's bias coverage, how they covered France pretty much 24/7 for the last 10 days, I would say, and they barely even gave Nigeria or anybody else who went through any kind of coverage. Once again, for people to call in and the guests to call in, it's 213-943-3508. Feel free to call in and express your opinion about the media bias. So once again, the number is 213-943-3508. And, it's an interesting topic because, I spent all week preparing for this show, and when I mean preparing for the show, which means, doing a little research, a little due diligence on terrorism in general, and then coming up with the idea, hey, after seeing all the social media posts that everybody or a lot of people are posting about this bias. And I wasn't first going to do a show on this because the fact was, it was like, I didn't want to become off the sitting seem like he's, I'm trying to start something up, and I'm always pointing to how a percentage of people or an ethnic group or whatever is not getting a so-called sympathy as much as another country or group of people. And I didn't want to come off like a whiner because, really sometimes, I think that's kind of the what's portrayed about when people start talking about how come they're not getting how come they're not getting their piece of the pie, they should say, or like somebody else, it's kind of like this, like, how we'd be portrayed like we're kind of whiners. But, this is some very, very serious topic about media bias. And, it got to me in my heart to be able to do this show. Now, this show, like I said, it may be titled France's World Media Coverage and Nigeria None, but really the basic elements of this show is the bottom line is that this is just a particular episode of just talking about the media. And, I had, like I said, it's one thing about the changing of the media that it used to be. I mean, 20 years ago, it was before the internet and before social media, there was, you had to get your news from the basic of a newspaper, your evening news or your mid-afternoon news on your regular, channels on the network or cable. Cable news was starting to be big back then. And those were really the three main avenues of where you would get your information from. But now it's like now that the advent of social media is like where you could get countless content of information from all over the world, from everybody who has the potential to post pretty much anything they want. That's kind of like, it's kind of mind-boggling, And I noticed, like, for instance, on Facebook, they have they used to have their, like, what's trending, or they have their top 10 or maybe 10 news stories of the day, and those news stories of the day used to did not change. You basically for 24 hours it'd just be those 10 news stories. But now it's like they're changing their top 10 or their news stories every like 30 minutes. Every 30 minutes there's new news going on. So what I'm saying is that it's just like like with Twitter also, it's just like a rapid succession of different news that comes out, and a lot of things. What I really don't understand is what there's a difference between substantial news to just I consider garbage. Now, when I mean consider garbage, this is no dig to the rapper Tigga or Kylie Jenner or But the other day they had this. Tigga and Kylie, what's her name, Kylie Jenner, I guess, they break up, and all of a sudden that's a news story, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, give me a break, and then it's like about this rapper did this or this entertainer said that, and all of a sudden that's like the main news of the day also, and I'm like, man, this is really getting out of hand here. What happened to just substantial substance journalism that is real news? That to me, that's not news. That's just like, I don't know, once again, this is Cedric Shabazz from God Brothers Radio, and I have 5 minutes left on the show, And you know, I just like to say, people, that before I get off the air today, is that, you know, all lives matter. You know, black, white, brown, you know, red, yellow, whatever those human beings are, from whatever countries we're from, you know, the USA, to South America, Central America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Middle East. I mean, we're all human beings on this earth. And, you know, there's no life more important than another life. And I just like to say that let's keep that in the spirit of our mind. Let's keep our prayers for the people who are affected by terrorism all around the world. And, yes, I do understand the on a business level why France is getting all this attention on a ratings level and a business level and a politic level. But at the same time, is that, you know, let's not just get so bombarded to just, you know, give all our, I'm not saying give our, not give our sympathies, but let's not get ourselves in a position where we're so focused on, let's say, a coverage like France is getting, and then we're forgetting the rest of the people of this world that are going through all kind of atrocities. You know, so once again, I thank you so much for listening to my topic today. I mean, it's like I said, it's titled France World Media Coverage and Nigeria None. But really, the title of this show today is just, I would just say, it's called Media Bias. If you would like to continue to support God Brothers Radio, please go to Zazzle, Zazzle.com/ Cedric Shabazz, that is CedricShabazz, and there you could go and you could get a hoodie, you could get a t-shirt, you get a hat, you could get a you know, coffee mugs or jewelry or posters, and you know, and that money continues to keep God Brothers Radio up on the air. So once again, go to Zazzle, Zazzle.com/ Cedric Shabazz, CedricShabazz, and please make a purchase to keep us on the air. So, once again, this is Cedric Shabazz from God Brother Radio, live from Sin City, Las Vegas, and I will see everybody next Saturday and next Sunday. And just, you know, people, be nice to each other, be loving to each other, and just, you know, treat people how you like to be treated. And God, as we say, God bless, and talk to you later. Bye.